Welcome to another episode of the Coming from College podcast series. I'm Jenny, and this is my colleague Maria.
Hi.
And today we will be focusing on study skills and support at QMU. Maria, you can start us.
Yeah, thank you, Jenny. So I think we both know firsthand it can be hard to keep up with the academic style required at uni. Fortunately, though, our university has a great academic support system set in place. The Effective Learning Service, or ELS as we all call it, offers guidance and support to all students who wish to develop their academic writing and study skills. For example, they host study skill workshops on various topics throughout the year. They basically cover anything from making the most of your studies to, I don't know, everything you need to know about writing the perfect essay. Actually, I think Jenny's had some experience with those ones, right?
Yes, I attended some of the workshops in my first year when I started my degree. And I must admit, they were really useful and I still use their advice and what I learned there even now. The workshops I attended were for foreigners, but I know that ELS also runs ones for the natives, so you definitely have options depending on your needs. In my workshops, we started with understanding what the question is asking from you, how to approach it, how to break it down and identify the key elements of it so you don't get sidetracked when you start writing it and talk about something you're not being asked about. And believe me, that happens more often than you think if you're not being careful, because you want to show your knowledge of the topic. You want to show your professors that you studied, you know what is going on, you're a good student. But actually, that means that maybe you don't concentrate on the question that the lecturer has given you and wants a specific commentary on it.
Oh, yeah. I remember I really struggled with that at the beginning. It's great that they offer help on that.
Yes, they also offer help on understanding the academic English, how to write it, how to understand it and approach it when you're reading for a specific topic that you have to write about. So that's also really useful because it's different from everyday English or even from college when you have to write assignments there. But the most useful ones for me specifically was how to structure an essay. And in those workshops, we were taught the different parts an essay has and how to structure and write each one of them. So, for example, when I was doing an introduction, I didn't know that at the end you have to write a mini summary of how you are going to approach the topic and basically explain the structure of the following essay and the main part. And in my first two essays, I think, I didn't include that. Of course, I was a first year, so I wasn't really penalized for that. But later on, I definitely needed it. So it was a great thing that they helped me and taught me. And also, we learned how important linking words are and how important they are for the essay flow, because yes, you use them in each paragraph to link sentences, but also you have to use them in between different parts of the essay. So how to link the introduction to the main part, how to link the different arguments in the main part and then to the conclusion. And that's quite important because it's one of the criterias when you're being assessed for your essays. And really, 3 years later now, I'm still sticking to what I learned in there and I still use as a guide every time I write an essay. So yeah, I would say that ELS is an amazing help.
Yeah, I like what you said about the intro, because I remember the first feedback I got on my first ever essay I submitted was that I needed to improve my introduction because I didn't add a summary of what I was going to talk about. So you know what? I'm actually regretting not attending those before I started uni because they sound really helpful. Personally, another service I have been using a lot is the appointments. So let me explain. Basically, depending on your needs, your appointments can either be short query ones, if you have a relatively short question, or long ones where you can actually send them a draft of your assignment and they will provide feedback. I mean, they won't comment on the actual content of the essay. So for example, if your essay is about the colors of the sky, they won't comment on your arguments, but they will check your use of academic language, as Jenny said, the essay structure, the flow, your referencing, and your grammar, all of which are key items to a good essay. So yeah, I love this service. I think I may have used it for almost all of my essays this year. And a tip I will give you is, if you like this service and you want to use it, please go ahead and book it on Student Central beforehand, because they have a few slots and they run out quite soon. So yeah, don't wait till the last moment if you want to use it.
Definitely check it out. Personally, I may also check it out because I'm doing my dissertation this year and I am really in need of help. And I haven't done so far because, well, I like to do research, a lot of it, and then I give myself quite a short time to write my essay. So I don't have that opportunity to book quite in advance. But you guys, check it, especially because it is tailored to your personal needs. So, other than essay support, which both of us talked quite a lot about, ELS can help you improve on many other study skills, be that in their workshops or the appointments Maria just told you about.
Yeah, for example, they have they offer help on your presentation skills, including what you need to put on a presentation, what to put on your slides, what is too much or too little information, how to structure it, how to fit it in the time limit, and even how to present it in front of your class.
Yes, you know, another one that I was really surprised that they also offer guidance is on your note-taking during lectures and how to effectively summarize what the professor is talking about. And I think they offer some about exams. Can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, I actually think they offer exam preparation, which is quite helpful considering how hard and stressful exams can be. And on top of that, they also run a reset program for 2 weeks in July. For those of you who may struggle to achieve a passing mark on your first submission, they offer help and they offer workshops throughout those 2 weeks in July, which are quite helpful.
Honestly, don't hesitate to reach to them, especially for those couple of first assignments. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be an assignment type that we mentioned here. They know the various assignments that you are given in the different courses that you're doing, and they are prepared to help. Actually, this summer, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago now, when I was in the ELS room, I saw some materials on an assignment type I struggled with last year, and I thought it was too specific, so I could only ask or talk with my professor. But I went to the ELS room, and they had a booklet for it, and a very helpful booklet, I must say, now that I have it.
It really makes you think, huh? They really have something for everything. They offer a wide range of services. I mean, it really surprises you. But yeah, guys, you can find everything we mentioned on the QMU website under the ELS page, as well as some very useful video guides and some other links for handy materials on various topics.
Thank you for listening and good luck with your future assessments.
Thank you.
And don't forget to check out our other episodes as well if you haven't done so far. Bye!
Bye!